Cole, improved her cultural life, bettered her French, and never complained to the public about the fact that she was criticised a lot for everything by the noble ladies and the family. The American press, on the other hand, criticised Rainier and described him as a bad person. They thought that he had forbidden Grace to make movies. She defended him and explained to them that, actually, it was against the palace's protocol. Grace worked really hard to earn the respect of the high society of Monaco and France, and the people loved her and she loved them back. She swapped acting for being a princess and a mum. Although her movie partners and even Alfred Hitchcock tried to talk her into coming back, she refused. She had a new role to play, one far more important. Anne Boleyn, the Beheaded Queen. Once, many hundreds of years ago, there was an English queen by the name of Anne. Standing on a set of wooden stairs, awaiting the moment when her head would be cut off, she took the little time she had left to think about the life she was about to lose and how it had all started. Anne Boleyn was a beautiful lady-in-waiting to the beloved Queen Catherine of Aragon, the wife of the King of England, Henry VIII. Henry and Catherine were happy, but their one regret was not having had a son. The Queen had been pregnant many times during her marriage, but no child survived, except for a daughter named Mary.